September job growth was weaker than economists predicted, according to the monthly employment report released by the Labor Department this morning. It is the last report on employment growth before the presidential election. NPR's John Itzde reports.
President Bush goes into tonight's second presidential debate, already trailing John Kerry in some polls on the issue of job creation. This morning's numbers won't help the president's case. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, businesses added only 96,000 jobs to their payrolls last month. That's one-third fewer than analysts had expected. And job growth for August was revised downward. The unemployment rate remained steady at 5.4%. During the past 4 months, job growth has averaged a meager 100,000 per month. That's a contrast from last spring, when job growth averaged almost 300,000 per month in March, April, and May. Since then, economic and geopolitical uncertainty have kept businesses from adding jobs. One piece of positive news in today's report was a revision that estimates the economy created 236,000 more jobs than previously thought in the 12 months ending in March of this year. But that still leaves Mr. Bush vulnerable to Mr. Kerry's charge that he'll be the first president since Herbert Hoover to have no net job creation on his watch. At present, there are nearly 800,000 fewer jobs in the U.S. economy than when Mr. Bush took office. However, the president can argue that since unemployment peaked in August of last year, nearly 2 million jobs have been added to the economy, and the unemployment rate has declined almost a full percentage point. While some analysts had said the hurricanes in Florida might suppress job creation in September, today the BLS said it did not believe the storms materially affected the national employment picture. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.